Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice Shir number 24. There's a popular phrase that we did not leave anything to chance, and that's implicit expression of arrogance and lack of awareness of Hashem. If your peace of mind is dependent on your being certain that you'll have complete control over a situation and all the possibilities that might arise, you're going to be disappointed and frustrated. It's arrogant to think that you have the ability to foresee every last thing that may go wrong. It's an impossibility. And to demand that impossible will create more frustration. No human being can foresee everything. Always realize that the unexpected can happen. You could plan as much as appropriate, but realize that regardless of how much you plan, there'll always be difficulties that you did not previously imagine. And by expecting, there'll always be unexpected occurrences, and accepting them, you'll have more peace of mind than if you have an unrealistic expectation of having complete control. You have to leave the control to Hashem. Hashem is controlling everything. We do harishtadlis, we could be organized. Hashem gave us a seichel. We could use it to be organized, to be structured, to plan out different scenarios. Yes, but in a normal way. And then the rest, you trust Hashem. A person thinks that in order to have peace of mind, they need to be secure from all risks. But that's not how it works. That's a prison sentence when you are secure from all risks. It's not a serene life. It's not a calm life. In recent times, he mentions there was a millionaire that tried to insulate himself from all potential dangers, kept himself isolated from all strangers, from germs, and so on. The only way he could do this is to trust nobody and stay in his little corner without going out. And his life is so miserable that no one in his right mind could possibly envy his tremendous wealth. He may have gained a bit more security by living, this way, but he lacked peace of mind. In many of our areas of our lives, uncertainty is inevitable. That's part of life. And we are causing ourselves a tremendous amount of needless pain if we demand certainty, which when it's not realistic to expect it. We give up that unrealistic demand for absolute certainty and we'll have strong peace of mind because we're relying on Hashem. Hashem is the only certain thing in our lives. We trust in Hashem and He is infinite and He is there forever and He is our rock. Tzur Tam Impalei. And there's nothing to worry about. But if we are, we need to be certain on our own, it's not going to work. Another thing that will not help our peace of mind is if we demand success. Usually, when you're involved in helping others, you'll feel a sense of responsibility for the community, and you may lack peace of mind. That's why Pirkei Avos, it says, Loi alecha hamalacha ligmar. You don't have to complete the work, but you're not free to refrain from trying. So when person is oisik in tzarchei tzibur, he's doing communal work, he's trying to do it with as pure intention as possible, as lishma as possible, but recognize that you are not responsible for what is beyond your control. You'll lose your menuchas hanefesh in the course of your work. So if someone is trying to help people, whether it's by raising money, giving them chizik, working things out, helping them, being there for them, the results are not in your hand. You have a pure intention. You do your shtadlis. You daven to Hashem, of course. But the rest is in Hashem's control. Hashem says, you do your part, and then it's up to me. So if you need to personally complete a job, it may be overwhelming for you, and you'll feel anxiety because of that. And the idea is you feel a responsibility to do what you can, but at the same time realize that there are many external factors that may prevent you from succeeding completely. Don't be obsessed with a success. Instead, just simply try to focus to accomplish with the best of your ability whatever you can do, to be realistic about it, and do the best you can. And that's all Hashem wants from you, to do the best you can and to try. Torah study also. In order to learn Torah, one needs peace of mind. The Chazon Ish, in one of his letters, Chelek Aleph of the Igros, letter 152, he says that if you keep worrying about what will be in the future, it'll disturb your peace of mind and you will not be able to study Torah. And Rabbi Wolbe says, anyone who studies has to ward off these intrusive thoughts that disturb his concentration. And sometimes people, as soon as they start learning something, thoughts attack them, memories of the past, worries about the future, arguments, quarrels, difficulty with whatever you had in your life, all of a sudden pops up when you're trying to learn. And it does not stem, this difficulty of concentration does not come from a lack of thinking ability. You have the ability to think, but there's a power of imagination that overrules that thinking. But when you calmly push those thoughts away, you'll be able to concentrate on what you are presently learning and studying. Another real yesod of peace of mind is Shabbos. Shabbos is not just a kiyum mitzvah. The essence of Shabbos is a matana to the Am Yisrael. Like, look at Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Beis. And the gift of Shabbos is menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind. The essence of Shabbos is peace of mind. Our attitude on Shabbos should be as if kilu kol melachtecha asuya, as if all work is completed. If you need to travel or do any kind of work on Shabbos, you should try to feel as if you have reached your destination and every single job you have to take care has already been completed. It's done. Shabbos is the recipe to attain peace of mind. We refrain from work. We don't discuss anything that's connected to our work. So the mitzvah of Shabbos is really the training ground to learn the skill of having peace of mind. Tefillah also helps tremendously regarding peace of mind. By having kavana word for word, when outside thoughts come to you, you try to ignore them. Don't try to fight them, since you will battle them. The more you battle them, the more they will bother you. And some people give up concentrating during davening because they feel there is much to say, and they find it hard to concentrate for so long. So Rabbi Nachman said this etzah, to make up your mind to concentrate just on a few pages. And that in itself is not too hard, just 2-3 pages. And after those pages, once again, make up your mind to pray just a few more pages. And by doing this technique, you'll be able to concentrate during the whole tefillah. Perush Amilos, thinking about the meaning of the words when you're saying it. Listen to what your mouth is saying, so verbalize it. Don't try to force out the thoughts that rise and disturb you from concentrating on your prayers. Rather, overcome these thoughts by thinking about the meaning of what you are saying. Every feeling is in the tefillah. Every pain of a yid is in the tefillah. Every joy within a yid is pure tefillah. Every sadness is pure tefillah. And that is the idea that, you know, not to be disturbed when thoughts come into your head. It's simply we haven't yet nullified our will completely to Hashem. But once we learn how to do that, we will not be bothered by the external thoughts that come across to us. The idea is also of davening is you could talk to Hashem in your mind. Speak to Him in your mind or quietly, verbally to Him, like a person speaks to his friend, and his friend pays attention and listens. So even though outside is traffic and noise and radios, inside there is desires and hobbies and then quietness. The inner silence creates an impression that there is silence and calm. And this is Bani Svila, where I'm in the middle of the Tvila, is a calming feeling. Very often an organized place, when you keep it clean and Masuda, it also brings peace of mind. So, number one, not to demand security and certainty, and that should give you peace of mind, that you're dependent on Hashem and learn how to adapt. Demanding success is detrimental to peace of mind. Torah study aids peace of mind, especially if expressed the right way. And Shabbos brings peace of mind. Bracha natzlacha.